Since long ago, Zionists have tried to distort religious texts to make them compatible with the geography of Quds. They tried to create the myth of the existence of the Jewish temple in Quds in order to realize the dream of establishing a Jewish Zionist government in Palestine. One of their attempts was creating religious and historical symbols in order to prove their unreal relationship with Palestine. Al-Buraq was the center of these attempts. Zionists claimed that this wall was the remaining part of their alleged temple. They said that Yehovah was standing behind the wall and looking at Jews, but they couldn't see him. Any Jew who is going to go on a trip has to thrust an iron nail into Al-Buraq wall to be safe in the trip. Or, as a Jewish rabbi said, he has to lay his foundation in a holy place. As Jews themselves confess, they didn't consider Al-Buraq wall a sacred place before the 16th century. However, Ottomans gained the control of Palestine, Zionists' claims about Quds changed in a dangerous way. Negligent policies of Ottomans, as well as the pressures placed on Jews in Spain, increased the rate of Jews' exodus. Then, in 1520, the western wall of Al-Aqsa Mosque entered into the religious traditions of modern Jews, who gathered near the wall and held mourning ceremonies. At that time, Ottoman governors were unaware of Jews' intentions regarding the wall, Quds, and Palestine. As Ottomans' negligent policies continued, the threats of Jews against the Al-Buraq wall became more serious. In addition to holding their religious ceremonies near the wall, Jews made legal claims about it and boosted their attempts to obtain their fornicated rights in this regard. Jews took advantage of the opportunity of Egyptians' domination over Quds as a Jew, supported by Britain, made the proposal of paving the passageway in front of Al-Buraq wall for the Jews. The Council of Baitul Muqaddas rejected this proposal, and Muhammad Ali Pasha and his son Ibrahim supported this option. Ibrahim Pasha asked the Quds governor to ban Jewish ceremonies near the wall, but let them visit this place at specific times. In the middle of the 19th century, Zionists restarted their attempts to dominate Al-Buraq wall. A Jewish rabbi tried to buy this wall. A wealthy Jew called Moshe Monteviori asked Ottoman government to let him provide some facilities near the wall to bring about people's comfort at the time of pilgrimage. In response to this request, Ottoman government only let them place a table next to the wall. However, after a while, this table was removed on the request of Muslim authorities of Quds. Then Rothschild tried to buy the Moroccan quarter next to the wall, but this attempt was a failure too. However, Zionists persistently tried to take the most possible advantage of the negligent policies of Ottomans to change their false claims about this wall into absolute rights for themselves. In 1911, they increased their attempts again and tried to obtain their intended privileges, but they faced the resistance of religious authorities in Quds. As the colonialism of Britain started in Palestine, the conditions changed in favor of Jews because the colonies strongly supported the establishment of a Zionist government in Palestine.